Good evening, and welcome to a Planet Destiny mini-podcast of sorts. We are back with your roundtable of hosts, the usuals, Danfinity, Miss Moonvault, myself, and a, what did you call it?
Smoldering. Oh, that's even spicier.
Nim smolders. He doesn't simmer.
Doesn't simmer.
We wanted Nim to be with us today.
And but, he is here in spirit.
In spirit. He's smoldering. Which, you know.
Drawn by Grace Adams. Night Stalker
Phenomenal Twitter stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Lizard Draws. Yeah.
While Nim sits there and you know, smolders. Because simmering's like when you throw something in a you know, real thin pan, it sits there. That's weak sauce. Nobody wants anything
just,
to simmer.
It
you
just
want
slightly
it.
Lightly bubbles.
Yeah, just, like, it's weak. We're like, it's a little weak bubbling.
Smoldering
you can barely
like,
smell it.
Smoldering is like, I'm all man, here's my musk. Like that.
It's
that
got a scent to it. Yeah. You can absorb
okay,
it.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure he's going to love the fact that we are.
This is what happens when he's not here. He knows.
You have to roast him.
He knows
it's,
better.
It's tradition.
You're not here.
Yeah.
Well,
so Nim, when you see him, tell him he smolders. But we are here for a very quick video to make a very special announcement concerning basically the entirety of Planet Destiny. It has been a wild, wild 9-year ride for this brand through a multitude of hosts, a multitude of shows, ups, downs, highs, lows, reveals, DLCs, expansions, and even more. We've gotten to evolve as a brand, as Destiny itself has evolved, to a point where it's almost unrecognizable from that little game we were all shown way back in 2013. And it's been an incredible ride, but we do have a few announcements today that we are going to be going through very, very quickly. And Moon, if you want to take the time to read us into that, I'll turn it all over to you.
So TBL's all enthusiastic and stuff over here. kind of have to rip off the Band-Aid. It's kind of a bummer, but we're here to announce that we will be closing the doors on Planet Destiny within the coming months. We don't have an exact time frame yet. We're thinking September, October, that sort of amount of time. But yeah, we're going to be shutting her down for good after 9 long years, and I haven't even been here for all of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know that's like, oh, that's so unfun to say, and it's incredibly bittersweet, but it's been a wild ride, just like TBL said.
Yeah,
it has been a wild ride, and this isn't the first time we've kind of gone down this road before, but in conversations we've had, and we'll talk a little bit about what exactly is going to be going on here. But I feel much better about sort of shuttering the doors this time around than I did previous times, because rather than having the rug pulled out underneath our feet, we're allowed
just,
to go
bye.
Out. Yeah, so we're done. Bye, everybody. This time around, we get to kind of go out on our own terms. And something I said to Dan a little bit before we went live with this recording is that this time around, while Planet Destiny is not going to be moving forward as the brand you have all come to know, that content's going to be remaining here. Of course, you're still going to have access to that archive, those archived videos, those classics, the podcasts, all of that's, of course, going to remain. And what will be moving forward with Destiny as a franchise is everybody you're seeing and hearing from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That content that Dan puts out, he's still going to be doing. He still does his podcast, way too many for one man to manage, but
so
every day
podcasts.
He surprises me and makes another one. He's also got his Twitch streams there. Moon, you've got your stuff going on. Nim's got his stuff going on. I've got my stuff going on. So those content creators that you've been following here at Planet Destiny will be moving forward with their own stuff, and we kind of get to be our own bosses.
I get to be even Mr. Manager?
Well,
you're LLCing soon, aren't you?
I can't wait to see the first person you fire because you're your only employee.
Here's the thing. It's going to be me.
Listen, come on into the office. I've been meaning to have this conversation with you. You just
look, I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. Okay.
Like, just put it out there.
It was like almost like something I was feeling.
Some days, dude. Some days. Yep.
Just remember
to
leave a big, steaming, smoldering Nim on your boss's desk.
You think I haven't already? Here's my big pile of smoldering. Okay. Anyways.
Is that the scent you mentioned? You mentioned it.
Yes.
It is a must.
Oh, God. I love where this is going. Incredible. But yeah. Yeah, no, we all have our own things going on moving forward, as do a lot of the people that have worked with us more recently. Crit Buff is doing a lot of stuff. Jarv is doing a lot of stuff. Jade and Kythe, I'm sure, will go on to continue to make lore content. But yeah, yeah, everybody's got their own vibe. And
yeah,
you know, before we move forward, and I'm sure on our last show, I will go more into depth about thank yous and stuff. But let me just quickly say before anything else that I have so much gratitude for everybody who's been involved with this over the years, even preceding my time here. You know, this wouldn't have been possible without the Destiny community podcast folks present and past. This wouldn't have been possible without everybody who's been on the stream team. That's been fun over the years. It wouldn't have been possible without everybody, you know, making content for the channel, past and present, because it's been 9 years. Everybody who's written for the blog, everybody who's moderated for chat, everybody who's, you know, taken the time to do stuff with us. And, it, you know, I have so much appreciation for everyone, and it's countless people too. Like, there, the number of people that have changed Planet Destiny with their individual presence is it's hard to put a number to it. I'm sure I could go back and figure it out, but so many people have been on here.
And that's, you
even
know, that's...
even the podcast over the years, right?
Even
people who have been a guest, like, thank you to y'all as well. This is very much a thing that belongs to the community, I think, and it always has. And I've always just been kind of the little steward groundskeeper of it for the past 4 years almost. So
that's been been one of my greatest joys in doing this, is like just all the people that we've gotten to meet along the way.
Getting
of doing
to know
it.
People.
Yeah.
And it, like, just, it literally would not have been possible otherwise. It wouldn't have been going as long as it did.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. The fact that we were even able to achieve such a success is because of the people watching. You guys watching through all of the different eras of Planet Destiny, whether it was the original crew with Mesa Shan way back in the day and all
Where's
of that.
Tefty?
So long ago.
Where is Tefty? Where is he? He shaved a little bit. A little scared when I saw him. But like, that's what I wanted to say there. Like, you guys are the reason this has been so fun, and you're the reason that I've stuck around, certainly for as long as I have. And what I've loved about working with Planet Destiny is the people I've been able to work with. That first crew, you know, Holtzman, Tefty, Briar, all of the group that was tied in with that original podcast and the original production crew on the YouTube channel was so much fun to work with. And then moving on to the next generation with Story and Mega Magwitch, Fallout, Bones, and all the ridiculous shows we got to put on there. Moving forward, and then one of the greatest joys of being able to be a part of this podcast for as long as I have been has been jumping from different hosts to different hosts and learning to run a show with them. Dan, you have got to be probably one of my all-time favorite people to interact with, because you are a
You two bounce off each other so well.
You're
think that's why
a perfect
the podcast
co-host.
Has been,
been
so good.
And so being able to being able to work with all of these people, and even Nim. I love Nim. That dude's my brother, and he knows it. He knows
I rip him
because he's like my little brother. But being able to work with so many different talented people has been the reason why I've stuck around, certainly for as long as I have. And my greatest joy has been watching those people move on from Planet Destiny and absolutely explode. We've mentioned Jarv. We've mentioned guys like Cool Guy. Cool Guy is incredible, and I love that dude.
Fallout.
That's been the greatest thing for me to watch moving forward, and it's made every single moment on this channel absolutely worthwhile. So there's not a minute of it that I'd take back. I've loved every second of working with everybody here, and you guys have all done an amazing job of stewarding a ship that I will tell everybody watching this from day one has not been easy to sail.
And like, on that note too, like, you know, I started this I took over with pretty much no experience in the area. Mm-hmm. And I have learned a lot. I had help. I had a lot of really good mentorship, I will say that. Funny enough, a lot of the people who were kind of in that second generation that you mentioned with the CR guys and like Fallout and stuff. But I didn't know what I was doing. I did a lot of things the wrong way, and I made a lot of mistakes along the way. But I did my damnedest. I did the best I could, and that's always been true. So, you know, in that vein, thank you for being patient with me this whole time. And thank you for being a place where I could learn and grow, from my individual perspective here. But, you know, I agree with TBL, getting to make some of like my lifelong friends along the way. Oh, I'm getting emotional. I can't cry. I'm not going to cry. But getting to know people who I'm pretty sure will be in my life for a very, very long time. It's wild to think about y'all included.
Yeah, man.
Them included. Just some awesome, awesome people. And that's why it's been so fun the whole time. That's been the thing worth doing it for, I think.
PD and like the friendships built here came at a very interesting time in my life. Like when I was unemployed at the time, and I think because we had done like a couple of podcasts together, Moon, you had invited me, mm-hmm. like you knew my production style at least, and you invited me to come in and do this. And so quite literally, like PD was like it helped save and shape parts of my life that were wonderful. And you guys have been through. You guys have seen some of like the hardest shit that I've had to deal with in the past.
I mean,
years.
Same.
And like, mm-hmm. it's amazing because it's a brand, right? It's like everybody's working on a brand. Everybody's working on a project.
Right.
And like, branding. But this is like, I truly anticipate working with you guys more. Like,
oh yeah.
After
100%.
Yeah. Because it's been an awesome learning experience with everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry about my laugh, YouTube. I'm just, you know what?
No, never apologize. You
know, I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry. I said I was sorry just to take it back. Just to take it right back. Just, you know what? Screw it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
I've said it before, but somebody's laugh is an expression of their joy. Don't make fun of it. Don't be a jerk. Nah. Come on. Let people be happy. And I am obviously, you know, it's not an easy thing to let go of. It's mostly due to the fact of it's just not as sustainable anymore as it once was. We all know what the YouTube landscape looks like. To say the least, and like the whole new media category is shifting in fucking interesting ways. And you know, I didn't want to make a TikTok. I have a TikTok for myself. Didn't make a TikTok for the channel when like maybe it would have benefited us. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should have. And just that, for example, right? Branch out into other things. The sheer amount of manpower mm-hmm. that it would have taken to continue to upgrade things and expand more and more and more was just, you know, it was disproportionate, I think, to what we were capable of at the time. And it's hard. It's hard spinning that many plates and doing all that stuff. But like I said, I tried and I couldn't have done it without all the people here and then some, like a lot of people, mm-hmm. but so many people, countless people. It's just, I'm sitting here thinking about how many people, and it just blows my mind.
It's been a wild endeavor with a lot of different spices in the mix that are really what made it all come together and work for as long as this thing has worked. 9 years mm-hmm. it's been that this brand has gone on. And the thing is, you talk about, you know, that side of content creation, TikTok, blowing up right mm-hmm. now, and there's a lot of people, a lot of our friends are finding success on that. Dan, you got a little bit of a little bit of expertise in that arena.
You throw but, one pentagram up and all of a sudden all the kids are
all the edgelords.
All the edgelords.
Oh god.
But the thing is, the thing is, those avenues of content creation that each of us have learned and grown with and specialized in are still moving forward. They're underneath our own banners now.
Mm-hmm.
We get to do our own stuff. And that's kind of the sweet part of the bittersweet goodbye here for the brand. It's that content's still happening. I'll still be doing live streams. Mm-hmm. Dan's still going to be doing live streams and podcasts. Moon's still going to be doing
5 million podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to follow us.
Now.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Let's before we go on into a quick rundown of the schedule for what we've got before we fully shut our doors, why don't we take a little bit of time to talk about what exactly people are going to be able to find on our own specific platforms? Because we've each got things going on in our own lives with content creation that people will still be able to follow. And Moon, you've got a lot of different projects going on, and I sweat thinking about how you manage any of it.
I don't sleep. That's my secret, kids. I don't sleep. Mostly, yeah. I pass out at weird times, and I'm just the rest of the time doing something. But yeah, no, I have been doing a lot more illustration and art and visual art this year, which is that's where I started before PD. That's what I was doing on the internet before I started streaming. So that's always going to be an important part of my life. And I've really found myself coming back to that. But in terms of, you know, Destiny content, I just started a new series. It's about the lore. It has to do with like esoteric symbolism and just like pop culture references and like the visual language of Destiny. It's called Destiny Arcanum. So just kind of like somebody described it as like meta lore, which feels a little bit more accurate to me, concise, I guess I should say. And I just launched my first episode and that was a ton of fun. And I've gotten a lot of love on that. And I'm really, really thankful for that. And I have so much inspiration to keep that going and continue to produce for that. So that's something I'm working on right now. What about you guys? I know TBL, you have a real adult job full time, but you somehow manage to make content constantly. So what
are you kidding me? In terms of content creation, I have just hit the age of 65. I'm retiring. I'm done.
God,
these bones are rickety.
These man,
hey,
I'm going to Palm Beach. It started raining
and my ankles were hurting. No, but like, you know, I'll basically be doing I'll do like Destiny news updates and whatnot. It'll kind of be like what I was doing a little bit before I joined Planet Destiny, where I was producing, you know, a lot more content on my own channel. I'll do news videos, opinion videos, all that kind of stuff back over on the Blacklink YouTube channel and, you know, streams over on the Blacklink on Twitch, you know, whenever I've got that free time. So it'll probably be, for at least for a while, I'll probably be producing some of that content that I was producing for Planet Destiny. We'll just be going up on my YouTube channel or whoever wants to send me peanut butter covered bananas. Because I'll take that as pay.
As payment. Okay.
That's payment. Look, I offered that to you. You don't remember. I offered that to you when you took over. I said, you don't need to pay me.
Did you?
Just give me peanut butter covered bananas.
Damn, I should have taken goldfish.
Was that with organic peanut butter? Like, are you an organic?
I don't care.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Peanut butter covered bananas or goldfish. Either is legal tender.
Do you guys like...
Fair enough.
Jif or Peter Pan?
Peter Pan, I find to be a little on the oily side.
Yeah.
We're a Jif household. A little oily.
You're a Jif household?
I think.
Mm-hmm. Give me that thick Jif, baby.
Crunchy or smooth? That's the real question.
I'm a crunchy person.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a
crunchy person. I ate crunchy peanut butter once, and I looked, I was a kid. Like, my mom bought crunchy by mistake. And, like, I took a bite out of it. And when I'm taking a bite out of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, little TBL is expecting smooth, wonderful peanut butter taste, and then that nice sweet jelly. It can be strawberry, it can be peach, it can be grape. Ooh, when I bit into that sandwich and got a crunch, This was the face I made. I said, "Mama."
Now something isn't right.
What you do to this sandwich? give it to me smooth, baby.
Yeah.
Thick and smooth. Yeah, I said it.
I'm going to have to agree on that one.
Yeah.
You get yourself a local loaf, right? You get yourself a local loaf. You toast that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Toast it twice.
Okay.
Double toast it.
Now, double toast.
It's kind of spongy in the middle, but it's like more thick. And then you put some of that crunchy peanut butter on one side. And you put yourself a little bit, like, I like the idea of the peach, personally.
It's good, man.
Peach,
it's
very good.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Okay. You just put those together. You start mowing down on it. You get a little bit of that texture. You get some of that crunch from the bread. You get some of that crunch from the nut. It's great.
A little bit of crunch from the nut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, I wish Nem was here.
He'll hear this.
Find out Nem's opinion on peanut butter.
He'll find out.
It's important that I know.
What about you, Dan, man? What you got going on? Where can people find you? What are you putting out there?
Let's see. I have a lot going on right now. I have.
You sure do.
You can find
me. You sure do, buddy.
On Twitch.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/DanFinity, where the eyes are eyes. You can find that. You can find me there three times a week. I'll be doing seasonal stuff. I'm just going to be playing Destiny. I'm going to be playing Cult of the Lamb type stuff. I'm going to be playing all sorts of stuff. I'm trying to branch more into variety. That's what I'm that's what I'm doubling down on. I've started this coming Friday is going to be the first episode of Destiny Digest, which is news show that is just a podcast where we talk about the news of the week. It is launching the same day as the Raid Race, so I'm expecting to already be wrong on that. And then every fourth episode, there will be a panel show, kind of like what we do here. I expect both of you guys to show up on that. I'm holding you to it.
Like I said, there's no way I'd miss it.
Hell yeah. So, and you too, Nim. Just keep smoldering there in the corner if you agree.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in September. I'm starting like a quasi interview show called Conversation Pit. There's a few other things down the pipeline that I can't really talk about yet, mainly because I haven't planned them, but that's pretty much it. I'm going back to just doing what I do and it's
doing what you want to do, doing the things
what
you
like
to
do. Yeah.
That's a huge
I like making podcasts,
right,
man. This was, like,
broadcaster through and through.
Yeah, this was one of my favorite projects to do. Not only like the conversations that we had, but also like the overlay stuff and playing around with like the things that we got, like designed for us, and hopefully making it look pretty for you kids at home to like look at. So, shout out to Twaz. Shout out to
Twaz.
Shout out to Video Ninja, the platform that is allowing us to use these screens here. Shout out to Craig for always fucking up the audio.
For always failing.
For being terrible and not working.
I love you. I love you as a concept, but in execution.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why?
I hate it.
I know.
But yeah, other than that, that's
can't all be gems.
You win some, you lose some, and then you lose more.
Yeah. You mostly lose
diminishing
with
Craig. Returns. That's life.
Even with Gyarg. That's pretty much all that I'm doing. I might do some like light YouTube stuff here and there, but the algorithm scares me. So
me too.
Mm-hmm. A dirty thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting into now, and I feel like I'm just looking into the abyss. Just ugh.
Yeah.
Mm. Get it together, YouTube.
I'm not going to get into that rant here because
we could go on about that for hours.
They got everything they need to be the best and they get in their own way. But so with that being said, I think we've pretty much established that while the channel's ending, the content's going on. Yeah. It's just going on our individual avenues and channels and whatnot. And I think that's absolutely the best way to move forward. But in the meantime, in the short term, before we fully shut our doors, what exactly do we have going on? What is our schedule looking like before we close things up?
Well, on my end, I am trying to plan a charity event type thing for a send-off that's going to probably, don't quote me on this, everything is subject to change because trying to get people together is like the Herding most cats. Impossible task known impossible. To man. But I think this charity event is going to take place on September 24th and 25th, that just that weekend there. All I know right now is that we're going to have a one-shot for D&D Destiny. Some of your faves are going to be there. Maybe some old faves, maybe some current faves. We'll see. But I've put a lot of work into that over the past couple of months, and so have a lot of other people. And yeah, I'm excited to bring that to you for like a last little bit of content. But I know yeah. Dan also has some stuff on the slab for the podcast.
Yes. I guess so. You'll be able to hear us in podcast format. This Wednesday, TBL and I are going to be on Massive Breakdowns. I don't know right. if he's aired that or not, but surprise.
39.99.
Yeah.
Great.
This coming Sunday, we're going to have Benji on to talk about the season 18, basically the rundown of season 18 after the first, like, kind of full week of it. Then we're going to take a long hiatus. Not hiatus. We're winding things down. So it's,
yeah.
it's just, there's just going to be a long break. And then,
The last one will be good. It'll be longer. Yeah. It will be, you know, we'll have probably a lot of people on.
We're trying. Yeah. Like, let's make this a boost.
Like a revolving door.
let's just throw up the Discord screen.
Yeah.
just, yep. And
25 different screens.
Everybody share their stories. Everybody like air their grievances. This is Festivus.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, this is. It's kind of like. I talked about this before. I don't know how well received it was, but like this. When I came on, PD was like, you guys were ending PD, right?
Yeah.
And like we avoided that, and we got like 4 more years. To do stuff. And so this feels like the funeral that we get to put on instead of the funeral that happens to us. And so I kind of
celebration of life.
I want to make it a whatever. Party. Yeah. It's a celebration of life. Met a lot of really awesome people through this and have had a lot of awesome people on the team. And so I'm looking forward to like celebrating with all of you guys, just what this is and what this was.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, absolutely. And that's what the final episode is supposed to be, kind of a wrap up celebration. Yep. I like the funeral analogy. It's the funeral we get to attend, not the funeral that's held for us.
Yeah.
That makes it infinitely better and infinitely more fun. And like I said, this time around, we're actually getting to end things on our own term, which I am infinitely grateful for. It's so much better than the previous time when things were sort of ripped out from underneath us.
May this be the only funeral of ourselves we ever attend.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think that's a quick rundown of what's going to be going on here, what's happening with the channel, and where things are going from here on out. So you'll have a bit of PD content. I'll still do the news video. Still going to cover the Destiny 2 showcase that we're going to be having over the course of this week. Heaven help me. It's going to be an impossible week. Yeah. There's so much stuff to cover. Yes. Whole new season coming up. But we'll be covering that on the channel on all the usual spots up until that around September 25th date when we have basically our farewell podcast. And then, well, you'll be able to follow us on our own streams. But all right, I think that's pretty much all the announcements we had for today, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Follow Nim.
That's it. That summarizes it. Follow Nim Plays. At Nim Plays.
Yeah.
On multiple platforms. Go find him again.
Go there and catch a whiff of the smoldering.
Well, if you listen to this all the way through, hashtag smoldering. Just tweet hashtags. That at Nim. Not at PD. Just at Nim.
I look
Go
forward.
On Twitter and at him.
Yes.
I look forward to the one person who's going to do that. I'm going to be looking for you. I'll know you did.
We'll all like it. We'll all engage with that post. Mm-hmm.
I'll retweet every single person who says smoldering in the name. Just saying.
the cloud.
Guaranteed.
My God.
Well, all right, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to sign this off just like we do with the podcast by letting you know where you can find us across the internet, because that's where you're going to be finding us across the internet moving forward. Starting with the woman who made basically all of this possible over the last couple of years, Miss Moonvald.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter as always. You can also find me on Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, and now YouTube at Moonvald.
Make sure you go and stay tuned.
Dan.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and the TikTok at Danfinity, where the eyes are L's. I'm never getting those. Twitch.tv/Danfinity, like where the eyes are eyes.
I like how she mocked you that one time. She was like, haha, can you, she just like
Your friends keep adding me. How cringy, I believe, was LOL, exactly.
Or like something like that. Oh my God.
And it was like, how much for the at?
That should only ever be your response. How much for the at?
Like, I don't want to interact with you in any other way. Just give me the tag.
Give me your Twitter.
That's all I want. But yeah, you can find me there. You can find me on Twitch 3 days a week, twitch.tv/Danfinity. You can find me on youtube.com/Danfinity, I guess. You can find the podcast wherever podcasts can be downloaded at Destiny Digest and Conversation Pit. Those are already up on Spotify, so you can subscribe to them now.
Yeah.
And Apple and everything else. So just whatever you want to do, I appreciate it. And yeah, that's it.
And of course, my name is The Black Link. You can find me pretty much everywhere on the internet, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all at The Black Link. I want to say thank you to everybody who's followed Planet Destiny from its initial beginnings, its humble beginnings a long, long time ago, through multiple crews, multiple shows, multiple streams, multiple reveals, and even more in between. You guys are the reason that it's been fun to create this content over the last near decade, and you're the reason I'm going to keep doing it, and I think we're all going to keep doing it moving forward.
Best community. I know it has its problems, but literally best community. We've won awards, so... Mm-hmm.
It's the award-winning Destiny community.
Every person in the community has an award. It's a little tiny one.
Check your mailbox.
Yeah. It might have gone to your spam folder. Just
it might be in the spam.
Yeah, it might have gone to your spam folder. Just check it out.
It might ask you for some login information. Don't share it with that,
don't give it your social security number.
Don't go to bungeenet.org. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's not .xyz either. Don't do that stuff. If you don't trust it, don't click
it. We're not the boss of you. I mean, we're not cops. You do whatever you want.
You know how you can tell a cop? Their shoes. I learned that in high school.
Okay. Well, there you go. Knowledge to leave with. Thank you guys so much for watching Planet Destiny. Your guide to the Destiny universe.
Thank you.
We'll be seeing you
Thank you.
Real soon.